Anne Marie is with Minnesota Ag in the Classroom, but by definition, is there another title we should, or another organization that's tied to that, or is that correct identification?
For identification, yes. Great question, Eric.
Okay.
So Minnesota Ag in the Classroom, the program,
yeah,
which is, we'll get into statistics, not kind of fun things, but Ag in the Classroom by the number, but Minnesota Ag in the Classroom is a public-private partnership with the Minnesota Department of Agriculture and the Minnesota Ag in the Classroom Foundation. As the executive director of the foundation, I have the privilege of working collaboratively with members of the Department of Agriculture team. So we have two full-time education specialists on our team for Minnesota Ag in the Classroom that are under the umbrella of the Department of Agriculture.
Okay.
So that gives us an incredible gift of time and two full-time staff people from that budget side of it who work to develop, cultivate, and create curriculum as well as providing training and professional development for students K through 16 is how that memorandum of understanding reads.
So that's college, 4 years of college. Is that
yes.
Okay,
yes.
Get my toes.
So, sorry. Yes, out. I know. Yeah, get the cuts. Keep counting, right? Run out of fingers. Had to go to the toes. So Sue and Carrie are their names. They're with the Department of Agriculture as education specialists. Mm-hmm. They go into colleges and universities. They are invited into college and university classrooms to do provide training and information about Ag in the Classroom resources for those college students that are studying to become K through 12 classroom teachers.
Okay.
And then with Minnesota Ag in the Classroom, our role is really to, the mission is to increase agriculture literacy through K-12 education. And so what that means is we're providing professional development for Minnesota educators to learn how to do just that, infuse agriculture into their classrooms. Our goal is not to have one-shot wonders, but to have these educators prepared.
But there's a need for this, though. This isn't something that you're just creating and hoping that somebody will pull it in. Agriculture is a huge, obviously, economy in Minnesota, and I think there is definitely a need for it, as there is in North Dakota and South Dakota, but you don't cover those areas. You're basically Minnesota. I've known you now, it's been more than a year, about a year. It's been a little while, but you've been really good about coming on and talking to us about the different programs. The one thing that I have learned is that your area has grown, or at least it's been going like gangbusters, right? So it's not been a need of trying to find where to go. It's trying to find enough people, bodies, time, and everything to keep it growing.
Exactly. And as we get to that, with growth comes pain. Some of it in
good
staffing.
Pain, right?
Good pain. Some of it in staffing and some in financial resources because one program example is we have AgMag when we talk about being Minnesota specific. Minnesota Ag in the Classroom is under the umbrella of National Ag in the Classroom. So we're not unique state to state. I should say that backwards. We're unique state to state because we focus entirely on Minnesota-specific statistics. But there is National Ag in the Classroom. Most every state has Ag in the Classroom. It just looks differently. Some are nested under their farm bureaus. Others might be also tied to their Department of Agriculture. We are very independent in the regard of we have the foundation. And so with Minnesota AgMag, it is a magazine. And again, all of our lessons and our curriculum pieces meet Minnesota state education standards. Mm-hmm. So we help teachers check the box, if you will, as to what they're expected. There's not a cost because we have these incredible investors across all commodity groups, individuals, and ag industry that support this work.
Do you find it being regional? I mean, and the reason why I bring this up, like Twin Cities, I'm just trying to think of a kid in Bloomington. Are they using this teaching material there, or is it outstate, you know, the rural areas more predominant, or is it just all, by your answer, it sounds like it's all across the board.
It's across the board. And we have three resource specialists under the foundation that work to serve the state. Going virtual helps everybody get out of their region, if you will. So these resource specialists, we do have one that's assigned more specifically to the 14 counties around the Minneapolis, around the metro area.
Yep.
But rather they're using the print resources, they're using the curriculum and the lessons that are available online, easily accessible, free, again. Or they're participating in virtual experiences for the whole classroom, monthly virtual field trips. You have a chance to see how cranberries are harvested, to learn that reindeer really are different than caribou. Great lesson for me last winter. It was awesome. Whether it's virtual professional development, so teachers can get their continuing education, or it's in-person professional development. Here at Prairie Grains, yesterday, Stephanie from NRCS used the rainfall simulator and did this great session, and everybody was talking about that last night at our dinner table. And I had the chance to one of our friends from Minnesota Corn. I said to him, I said, you know, that's exactly this lesson that she did at one of our summer teacher tours.
Oh, cool.
In Park Rapids area. She provided that lesson for our educators. And that was just one piece of a really long, great day of training. So when we can take the lessons to the educators, when we can take the educators to the field, to the industry, to give them real-world ag experience, and then do curriculum connections to do lessons with them during their time with us that they can take back to their classroom. They now have met the people in industry that they know they can call on. They can call on us at Ag in the Classroom. When we're talking about those ag mags, we've gone from 5 issues to 14.
Jeez.
So K through 6, a spring and a fall issue, there's many lessons.
And you doubled your staff, right? For the
No, we didn't. But you know what did happen? We went from 55,000 students utilizing AgMag fiscal year 22 to fiscal year 23, just over 88,000 students.
Holy cow.
Have you mailed anything lately?
Yes, but I don't pay attention to it after.
So our postage and shipping costs
are huge.
That was huge. Yeah. We went from 55,000 to 88,000. When we print ag mags, we print inventory. So we have potentially 3 years of inventory in-house because every 3 years we refresh that publication. About half of it gets refreshed every 3 years. So we used up 2 years worth of inventory in some grade levels. So we're going... The research and the development is done on this piece, at least for the next 3 years, but now we've burned off our inventory.
I can feel your pain, but it's a great pain. It's growing,
it's awesome.
but at the same time, I kind of hit on it as like, so did you double your staff? Because I know I had a friend of mine that did the same thing in the ag industry. He started putting together an ag magazine. His company wanted him to put it together, and they wrote stories, and they did all these photos. And I'm like, because I've worked in the print world, or I've been around it, and it's like, it's one thing to do it once or twice or whatever, but when you're doing it over and over and over and over and over again, you've got to have some really exceptional people. And to increase your staff, it makes it even more remarkable.
Well, we work with a marketing firm, and they have increased their staff.
Oh, they have. somebody's paying more.
They have increased their staff because we had a 34% increase in subscriptions to the AgMag in one school
That's
year.
Crazy.
One school year. So I say subscription, it's free to them, but we have to place it somewhere. So last year, we directly impacted just over 146,000 Minnesota students. So we'll kind of go through the numbers now.
Mm-hmm.
Our summer teacher tours, those in-person, day-long professional development with teachers, we had educators in Minnesota from 29 different counties participating.
Wow, that's great.
So, I mean, it's so exciting because they're coming from all over.
Right.
So we, 100% of the counties in Minnesota, 100% of the counties in Minnesota are utilizing one or more of the resources from Minnesota Ag in the Classroom.
Well, unfortunately, we're out of time. See, 10 minutes goes like super fast with you.
One fun thing, Eric.
Okay.
83% of Minnesota public school districts are utilizing Minnesota Ag in the Classroom
resources.
That
is fantastic.
We could not do this without our investors, without the support and the encouragement of people like you, helping us share the story.
Absolutely. So it's Minnesota Ag in the Classroom. Give the web address where people can find some of this information.
MN Ag Classroom. Just look it up. Just type in Minnesota Ag in the Classroom. You'll find all kinds of great resources, digital, flippable, easily accessible, and downloadable. Or you can ask for the hard copy in bright, pretty, shiny paper.
All right. Anne-Marie, I appreciate what you do. I have to switch to my unprofessionalism. You are so purpley today. I love how coordinated you are.
Well, thank you. I love purple. I know. It's kind of my brand.
The purple glasses, the purple lipstick, the purple shirt. I don't think I've ever, and I like it, but I'm just like, it's very purpley. And I heard that word somewhere, and I finally have the opportunity to use the word purpley.
Awesome.
It's probably not a real word.
I like it. I think I'm going to live with that now, Eric.
All right. Thank you, Anne-Marie.